I condemn all acts of violence that endanger the safety and well-being of women and girls. In recent times, we've seen an increase in reported violence, including attacks in the Derry City and Strabane District Council area. My department is continuing to work collaboratively with other key departments to help eradicate violence against women and girls. This includes work under the Domestic and Sexual Abuse Strategy, which is led by my department and the Department of Health, and which builds on new offences and measures that I introduced in the last mandate to tackle domestic abuse, non-fatal strangulation and stalking, which are actively helping to keep women and girls safer. We know that women and girls are not exclusively affected by domestic and sexual abuse, but they are disproportionately so. And so the measures to address domestic and sexual abuse under the strategy will also directly contribute to broader goals of ending violence against women and girls. The delivery of the outcomes and objectives under the strategy is supported by a 3-year action plan, which sets out a range of specific actions that are intended to create a lasting change. For the 2024-25 financial year, a ring-fence budget of £1.62 million has been prioritised from the Department of Justice's core budget to support the delivery of cross-departmental work to tackle domestic and sexual abuse.
Speaker, and can I thank the Minister for her response? Minister, as the Minister for Justice, what measures are you taking to actually increase confidence for women and girls in the justice system and ensuring that they get proper access to support as well?
With respect to support for victims, most of that support is provided via other departments in collaboration with my own department. However, there are a range of cross-departmental priorities where we have allocated funding in terms of the Assist Advocacy Service, advocacy for the families of victims of domestic homicide, training for law enforcement and other frontline professionals, support for domestic homicide reviews, interventions such as Operation Encompass, the development of educational resources within CCEA Hub, all to support prevention of domestic and sexual abuse. There is also funding coming in this area from the Executive Office in order to fund the Executive Strategy for Ending Violence Against Women and Girls. So from my perspective in terms of building confidence, it is about ensuring that people get the service that they need at the time when they need it. And that means if they don't get the service they need at the time when they need it, then they know the routes to be able to make complaints about that. It is important that people are familiar with the victim and witnesses' charters, that they understand their entitlements and their rights, and that they feel confident enough to exercise those even in a point of crisis.
Cara Hunter.
Thank the Minister for her answer so far. Understandably, women right across the North West are still feeling very unsafe. There's been a community response with self-defence classes in Limavady, which I think is brilliant. Can I ask the Minister, since these attacks just weeks previous, has she engaged with the local PCSP in Derry and the wider North West area?
Yes, we have, through the department, engaged with the PCSP in terms of additional funding and how they're spending the money that they have at the moment. It is something I'm aware, for example, that the PSNI have increased patrols. The PCSP also has, I think, some additional measures in place where people can, for example, get alarms from some of the PCSPs that they can carry with them for additional reassurance. So there are some challenges, and it is not an easy issue. Ultimately, my department mainly leads on the issue of policy. And there are no quick policy fixes to violence against women and girls. The operational side, in terms of the delivery of service, generally falls to those arm's-length bodies over which I don't have direct authority and control. But it is important to say that we have engaged both with the local community and with the PCSP and with the PSNI to ensure that they have the resources available to them to be able to do the work that they need to do in this context. And it is important to say that if people remain fearful, if people remain afraid, that is something that is, to me, unacceptable. We need to change the culture, both in this place and in other places where it is acceptable either to be aggressive towards women or violent towards women or abusive towards women. And until we get that right in this house, as everywhere else, we will not see a sea change in terms of how women are treated on our streets.